You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio to check in again with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
Following on from our recent chat about supplements, I thought we would carry on talking about them this time too. So, Elizabeth, what types of supplements would you recommend then?
I think it's important to state that the people that grow their own organic produce and eat vegetables and fruit in season and eat whole foods, they'll be getting more or less full nutrition from this, macronutrients, enzymes, the full nutrition instead of supplements where, let's face it, absorption is sometimes suspect. There are, however, some supplements that I think are essential, and as I've already said, vitamin D.
Of course. And we also hear a lot about omega-3 being good for you too, don't we?
That's a good point, Toby. Omega-3 is called an essential fatty acid. We require to get it either from food or as supplement. Omega-3 is in oily fish, mackerel, salmon, sardines. That's just three examples. There's been a recent research study from King's College London suggesting that omega-3 could protect women from dementia. I thought that was quite interesting. Of course, there needs to be further studies to see if it could influence disease progression. Now, research indicates omega-3s offer significant health benefits, particularly in cardiovascular health, brain development and function, reducing inflammation, triglycerides, that's to do with cholesterol and blood pressure, and supporting cell health. Studies suggest omega-3 intake can lower the risk of heart attacks, improve cognitive function, and may even reduce symptoms of depression and age-related macular degeneration.
Elizabeth, are there other supplements that are particularly good for the eyes?
Yeah, this is where your optometrist can help, but there is research suggesting that zeaxanthin and lutein, along with vitamins, can have a preventative effect in macular degeneration. Two tissues of the eye that play a key role in the vision process, that's the macula and the lens. Of all the carotenoids present in the human diet and serum, only two, lutein and zeaxanthin, are present in these two important tissues. I think you'll find these ingredients in retail products you see in your local pharmacy.
You have told me a few times that with processed foods, we may all be suffering from a type of malnutrition. Is that right?
Yes. I read Van Tulleken's Processed People book recently, and quite honestly, it worries me. When you eat ultra-processed foods, there can be very little nutrition in the food. First of all, they're addictive. Fat, salt and sugar. That means we want to eat more. But there are chemicals to enhance the flavour, maybe preserve the food and enhance the colour. Ironically, many obese people are actually suffering from malnutrition.
So to sum up, there is vitamin D, omega-3 and particular nutrients for our eyes. Elizabeth, anything else at all?
Please note, I am not an expert in nutritional supplementation, so please seek out an expert if you want more information. Also, it's useful to have a blood test. Now, your own GP will only do so if there is a clinical need. But if someone asks me about, for example, I feel tired, should I have some iron? I always suggest going to their GP, and he or she will decide what tests are required. There may be many reasons for fatigue. I often get asked about the B vitamins. Obviously, if you're vegan, you'll need to supplement with vitamin B12. There was also a research study that looked at high doses of folic acid, B6 and B12. That reduced homocysteine levels. That's a risk in Alzheimer's. It didn't, in fact, slow decline in Alzheimer's, but maybe that research can lead to something else. Now, B vitamins are water-soluble, but you still have to be careful with the dose. Probably unlike vitamin C, if you take too much vitamin C, you get a loose bowel. As I say, you need to sit down with an expert to look at any deficiencies you personally have.
And of course, as always, if you have any concerns about your eyes, do contact your GP or make an appointment to see your optician or your consultant ophthalmologist. As always, some really useful information and advice there, Elizabeth. And if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, do remind us of your website address where they can find your contact details.
All the W's, elizabethroddick.com.
Well, as always, Elizabeth, thank you so much indeed for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Pleasure, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.